Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Care to Read Room. Thank you so much for joining us on this eve of Kwanzaa week. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And we have some very important news that we're going to be frequenting all week long because it is a crucial time. It is hard times, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you don't mind that we deviate a bit from our topic. We're going to try to squeeze in as much of the topic as possible. We're speaking on raising up a nation of parents, and I think this topic will be suitable. Now, last night we were due to talk about the males and why so many of them were being referred to special ed, and is it a mistake or is it intentional? Now, we're going to still brief that information, and hopefully we can cover as much of it as we can in this length of time that we're in the room. We will be talking about raising up a nation of parents because now is the time that parents should align themselves with agencies. There is trouble all over the land, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if your children won't be able to stand what I'm about to talk about, you might want to remove the children from the room during this sensitive discussion because I might be escalating my voice and getting a little beside myself because I am so overwhelmed by what is currently going on in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have changed the format a bit because of Kwanzaa. I would like to go ahead and recite some of the Kwanzaa principles and get right into our topic. As you know, we talked about Kuamba, creativity, and we talked about the ability to decide how to create for ourselves and to develop. We talked about unity, pulling together, halombe, pulling together on one accord, with one mind, one issue, and one unity. Now, today we're going to talk about Ujima, collective work and responsibility. It is our responsibility, family. It is our responsibility as a tribe. And we need to have a tribal meeting to talk about what's going on collectively. Now, all over the land and the nation, there are platforms and there are assembling of lobbyists coming together to raise up a nation of parents. Because you know, and I know, won't anything get done unless the parents raise up and lobby against inadequacies. So we're going to be talking about UJIMA, collective work and responsibility, pulling together. And I'm going to also add UJIMA in there with cooperative economics. That's what I want to focus in on today, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you put your listening ears on, come on into the den and sit down and be a part of our chat room because I will be on other shows, ladies and gentlemen. I am due to go on a show tonight and speak on that show. So I don't know how much we can cover in the length of time we have in this room. I also am featured on Streaker, so you might be able to go out and hear me on Streaker. I have been trying to give all my time to this particular mission, and at the times when I have free time, I go out on Streaker. However, Streaker is more of a health and wellness show, focusing in on health and wellness. And as I indicated to you, we're talking about acknowledging our children, and we're talking about the need for African-centered-based curriculum. We've covered the need for African-centered-based curriculum. I've talked about that till I'm blue in the face. You all know how I feel about that. But we want to talk a little bit about raising up a nation of parents. And don't give me that garbage about it takes a whole village to raise up a child. First of all, where are you going to get the village from if there's nobody home and nobody's cooking in the kitchen? Hello. You first have got to have a village. And somebody like mothers and parents have got to be in the village. And when you raise up a village, you automatically raise up a child. You cannot have something going on at home, raising up a child, without a parent being there. And that's when you're talking about a latchkey kid who's raising himself, and that's about the size of it these days. So I'm about the parenting skills. Everybody that knows me know that I may dabble in a lot of different things, academically, business-wise, but number one thing, I'm first a parent. If I have to strap that baby on my back and carry it to class with me with the bow tie on and sit him in his stroller up in the front of the room, that's the way it's going to be. Because parenting skills are first the responsibility of the mother. Don't go throwing it off on your husband when he's out there working. You do your 50%, and sometimes 50% ain't enough. You got to do 75, and he could do the 30. Now, or 25. What you got to understand, parent, is we cannot have this village concept going on until we raise you up. And that's what Oma is about to do. See, that's what my specialty was, working with parents when I was in the school district. I had a whole nation work for me. Parents came to me. For some reason, they were drawn to me. They came with their Social Security check. They came with their disability claims. They came with everything. And they wanted to know, since I was a family-oriented teacher, could I help them? That made me feel very good, people. Because if I wasn't anything else to those parents, I was a parent. And that's what I want to be remembered as more than anything else. There lies a parent who put her time in and who made sure children around her and in her home were raised. Now, as we begin to raise up a parent, let me tell you the prerequisites. And don't go telling me because I was born the biological parent, I am the parent. You could be born the biological parent and still not be that child's parent. First of all, you can be a surrogate parent. And that's what I want to teach all of you to be, a surrogate parent, because we need to raise up a nation today. And a nation of parents can lobby and get things done. How is it that a nation of parents pulled down those 16 banks and brought them to bear, and they brought issue to bear and brought them into the courtroom and had them tried in the Supreme Court? How is it that a group of parents did that and all of them weren't even trained to be lobbyists? Now, I want to say this to you, parent. I know you're the most important thing to us, and I've always known that. So I kept the door cracked and kicked open so you could come in the classroom anytime you wanted to and assume the position of a teacher if you felt necessary. I want you to understand, as we raise you up, you don't have to worry about the children. There's somebody at home in the village, so the child will be raised. And everybody's child is somebody's child. We've got to go back to that concept. I believe in you, mother, because you are the first parent. I believe in you, father, because you have a love for that son or daughter. We're going to have to bring the issues to bear. Now, parents, I want to put a heavy issue on you today. I hope you're in the room right now. I really hope you come into our chat room We're going to get our chat rooms open. Now, I'm going to be a little late for my meeting. However, this is my first obligation, being with my tribe and my family. So once I take care of that well, then whatever else falls in place, it will work out. Now, I want to say this to you. Our chat rooms are open. Please come in and be a part of the room, 646-478-0270. And if you so choose to be one of my co-hosts, I invite you in. Ladies and gentlemen, our program is going to take a detourment because we are coming up on some serious, serious matters. And as I told you, we're going to be talking about the third world country issue, about the women. We're going to focus more on what's happening with the United States, and we will touch upon the third world continent's problems, but we got real issues that are heated up in the kitchen here in America. I don't know if you heard my last night's speech, but I was serious and heated up. Because when you're talking about messing with OMI's economic status and changing my livelihood, I've got to get up on my pedestal and I've got to call in the parents. They are our first line of defense. Parent, are you standing at attention now? And you're the first line of defense. We need you, parents. I'm not going to beat around the bush. There's no other way to put it, but we need you. We need you in full force. So I want you to start coming in this room by any means necessary, because we are going to bring some of the most top influential people that will be able to change the course of what's about to happen. I talked to you yesterday about the Seventh Circuit Court appeal and the decision, and also the San Bernardino bankruptcy issue. Those are the two topics that you want to go out and Google, because currently right now, parents, there has been a stay put on the government funds and they just released the documentation that that stay put is no longer there, that all of the monies from the pension for 6 months interest has been dissolved and was utilized. There's now been the biggest lawsuit ever, $43.3 trillion lawsuit against the bankers who initially borrowed money under the assumption that they were going to jumpstart our economy and lend money out to small businesses. However, in that report, you will find that that did not happen. That money got shipped abroad, and none of it went into the banks. And therefore, the charges have been indicted. However, there is a ploy for the district attorney not to incarcerate these men. Now, parents, we're talking about our pension. That means that there is a federal government issue that is going to come out after December 31st for other pensions, for private pensions, IRAs. So most of your pensions are going to become junk funds. They won't be worth anything. So even if you pull them out, they might not be worth anything. And I don't know if you were following the hostess layoff, but the majority of those hostess employees who were laid off, they did not get their pension. As a matter of fact, some of their pension went towards paying their payroll. That's how bad it has gotten. And some people who have money in the bank now, they will be told that the government cannot secure your pensions in the bank or your savings. And once you give your money over to the bank, it is their property. It's no longer your property. Now, parents, don't go getting excited. You need to get the facts. I want you to go pull those two documents and take some time to read them. Now, remember, we're growing up a nation of intelligent parents, not ignorant parents who start off fighting and don't know who to aim or who to start the perpetration with. I don't think you want to go that route anyway. We already have an issue where they've escalated the sale of gun control. You want to calm yourself, parents. You don't want to be a hideous parent out there involving yourself in fire weapons when you don't have to. Yes, I know it's your money. And don't tell me they can't take your money and that'll never happen, because you've got your interest documentation and your letters came in the mail showing your interest. Well, guess what, mother-in-law? Those documents that they said without showing your interest for 6 months, they're not accurate, because they can't possibly be, because there was no interest given to you for 6 months. The interest went to the bankers. And they brought in a regulator. He tried to regulate things, or they tried to regulate things to make the bank do what they were supposed to. They cautioned them, and they threw caution to the wind. And those two men were due to go on trial to the librarians. They were due to go on trial to give their statement. Now, this country is in an uproar. When you take people's pension that they've been working for, I know us teachers have, and I know that nurses, social workers, tradesmen, firemen right here in our city, Gary, Indiana, there's trouble brewing here. I know the teachers union will be in up in arms in a minute when they find that pensions might not be there. Now, there's a lot of people that were pushed out of the system this year who were forced to retire early. Some who went home without their pension thinking, I can come back and get it later. Well, later is much later, Mommy and Daddy. It's so much later that you might not be able to see anything but a junk bond, and you can't cash that in and get anything out of it. Now, I don't know how many of you had IRAs, but I took my IRA out as soon as I left 4 years ago. For some reason, I knew that it wasn't safe there. Now, those of you who don't understand what's going on, the documentation will tell you. December the 31st is the deadline for securing your monies and your pensions in the bank. After that, they are no longer secured. They're printing money without money to back it up. Now, these are not Omi's words. You can go read the report for yourself. I want you to go behind my words. Now, this is the similar program that went on with the hostile takeover and the foreclosures, ladies and gentlemen. They kind of go together. They kind of akin to one another. Now, I want you to know this. This much I can tell you firsthand. There has been a settlement review for those 16 banks that were sued. They were found wanting. They were found guilty. So now all of those plaintiffs who put in a claim for those who lost their homes through foreclosure are now recipients of that settlement, and that is also a $43 million settlement for those people who are now in the review process. And if you were a person who never received your modification, if it just somehow never went through, if you did a government modification, especially because they did not forgive the past interest, they still held you responsible for prior interest and the current payment. But now the government has a new modification that will actually remodify your principal and lower your interest rate and give you a lower interest rate and forgive the prior outstanding balance. That is the newest modification. Now, all of you know those 16 banks. If you don't, go look them up. Those 16 banks, if you're a recipient of that, you could go back, if you still own your home, and request a modification. Now, if you don't want the home and you want to sell it because you have no income coming in, there is still the short sale. Now, remember, there are two short sales. One is a traditional short sale from the government, from the banks, and then there is one called the HAFA short sale, which guarantees you that it will not, once the sale is done, no matter what the offer is, they're willing to take the offer, but they have to do an appraisal to evaluate your home. However, the excess amount does not go on your credit. This is what I was personally told. You will not get charged with the excess amount, and they will take whatever offer they can for the home, and they will give you relocation funds to relocate. Initially, it was $3,000 for relocation. However, I've read in the documents that in some cases they've increased it to $5,000. It may have gone back down to $3,000. That's not a bad deal if you can sell your house and get them up under it if you're underwater and walk away with relocation funds of at least a minimum of $3,000 to reestablish yourself. Now, the banks were able to write those loans off as a loss. However, most of you got those loans put on your credit. And at the end, when you file taxes, you're going to have a large sum of money that you have to write off because you have to eat that property. Now, then there's another option. For those of you who have lost your homes, those of you who lost your home through a foreclosure and you just couldn't stop it, they've also created one final option for you as a way of making you whole. They're giving a refund settlement for those foreclosure families who were part of that settlement. That means that you will get a lump sum of money, and don't ask me what it is because they wouldn't tell me. I call personally to find out what is the amount. Each case will be based on its own merit. Now, if you're out there, parents, and if you've had a foreclosure and lost your home, you certainly need to be calling the review settlement, and you can look that up online. Those 16 banks, and I talked to you about this before. I don't know why these phone lines are not ringing, because I know that there's somebody out there that needs to pass this information on. We're raising up a nation of parents in here. Parents, I want you to get this information, go to those elders, and if they're sitting under the bridges, by all means, get your parents from up under the bridges. And if they're down in somebody's basement, get them from out of that basement. They don't deserve to live like that in their latter years. They deserve to have the latter years to be their best years. You're the parents, and I'm raising up the parents to be a nation. They're already setting ready for refugee camps because they know that there's going to be disparity. This is all in the report. And if they're setting up disparity camps for you and I, then they know that the bridges will not be sufficient anymore. They're going to need other places. And guess what? Some of the states where they've had major catastrophes and people have lost their jobs and they can't stay in their apartments anymore and the landlords are requesting money, guess what? The city's mayor is not helping those people. They're putting them in jail and letting them sit it out in jail until times get better. But we know we're on hard times. But because we are special people and we have been through worse than this, we are built to be lobbyists. We are built to be overcomers. And I don't want you to say how long. It won't be long because we're gods now and we must take up our sword and we must confront the enemy. And the enemy doesn't always have to look like you and I, or he does not have to look different from us because they come in all shades of color. But we must confront the system. We have a system that's gone wild. We have a system that won't prosecute criminals when they have done something inadequate to the public. We have a system that cannot find rich people wrong. So we are going to have to bring things to bear by standing erect and going and lobbying against these things that have been perpetrated on a group of working class. Now, I don't know about you, but I worked for 33 years in a profession. And I know they've already told me that the pension I have there waiting for me after I turn 62, I can forget about that. However, you got IRAs. And I don't know if they turn them to junk mail or not, but you might want to roll your IRA over. That might be a suggestion, because if you left it there thinking it'll grow in grace, I want to tell you, parents, you're now being raised up. Unions are assembling themselves. Teachers' unions are coming together, and they're talking about these issues and what we can do about them. Don't roll over and play dead. Get up and start doing some reading. How you doing, guest? Guest number 5249. Welcome, welcome. I'm glad you came in to help me host this thing. Thank you so very much for being in the Care to Read room. We need soldiers. And I don't know if anybody ever told you who I was, But let me tell you, if you don't know, I'm the real Sister Soldier. And I thought I had told you, but don't make me have to recite that poem, because sometimes I come across as being mellow and laid back. But those of you who know, I had a calling to go all the way overseas to assist and to aid in situations just like this. And I spent 5 years of my life there advocating and lobbying for a group of women. And I know what my calling is and my purpose. Since we're talking about Kwanzaa, we must know our purpose. And our purpose will call our profession into existence. If you will call to lobby, if you will call to stand on the front line, if you will call to be a missionary, if you will call to be a nation, then you will know your calling because your gifts will make room for you. Now, we're building up a nation in this room. And if we're building up a nation of parents, then parents, you have got to be deputized. You got to learn something about lobbying and what it means to lobby. You got to understand that a real lobbyist knows the facts. You don't go off half-cocked without reading. That's why I chose this name, Care to Read. You're going to have to read and be an affluential reader or find someone who could read it for you and get an understanding. And all you're getting knowledge, get wisdom and understanding so you understand what the big words say and what it really means. Now, we've sat for a whole year and watched them perpetrate a fraud on our dear brother Obama. I don't know if you've been watching it or not, but circumstance after circumstance have been surrounding Brother Obama. Are these the pyramids or what? The brother is being brought in to be an scapegoat. He is the ram in the bush. This thing has been destroyed for over 6 years. He walked into a nightmare. It's not his fault. I want to say it again. Obama is not your fault. And if you want to surrender, Obama, and throw your hands up and walk out, we'll walk out with you because you're not no coward. You are first hero. And we know why you're walking out, because it's a setup. It's a setup. And I want to say it again. The Spirit told me it's a setup. And it's already been set up. Anytime you find that many cabinet men walking out, quitting, and resigning before the inauguration, you haven't even been sworn into office yet. You don't have no help. They walked away. But I'm here to tell you, I'm building up a nation of parents. You got the help you need, Obama. Call on the parents. Call on Project 2019. Because this is the time when we need to sell our coat and buy a sword, because it's throwdown time. Anytime you decide to wipe out a nation by placing them in incarceration camps and letting them live under bridges and taking their daily bread, their earnings that they work for, it's throwdown time. Now, some of you don't know me well, but it's very important that you understand what I'm saying, parents. You've got to go to the bank and you got to inquire. Take the paperwork with you, print it out, and inquire. Ask, is your money safe there? And ask, are they going to secure your bonds and your pension? And if they can't give you an answer, tell them to go pull it up on the internet and you collaborate the information together. And if they cannot give you a decent answer, you need to make some decisions. I can't tell you what those decisions are. I will say this much, parents. In building up a nation, we've got to also go to the courthouse to see about our babies. Now, the other thing you need to know, this foster care system is not an accident. You are not just losing your babies because you're inadequate. These babies are on the market now. This is the new form of high-tech lynching. Babies are bringing in tons of money. There are states that are living off the money from these children going into foster care system. They are getting kickbacks and incentives for these children being taken out of the home. So, mothers, you ought to be upset. Your baby may be a wizard right now. Listen to me, mommy. Listen to me, mommy. Your babies may be taken away from you right now. and you're at home working and slaving, trying to get the house ready, it's not about the house. It's about the M-O-N-E-Y. How much can they get for a child on the open market? What is the incentive for bringing your baby in and giving your children to someone? Will the state give them thousands of dollars for exchanging your children into other households? Now, we must find out what is perpetrating this system for foster care. What is it? What is driving the effort to bring children in and take them out of the natural home? Now, you're curious, right? And I did say I was building up a nation. It is your business to go down to that courthouse to ask, what is the procedure here? How do I become a guardian ad litem? How do I sit in on cases and help babies from the bench? Now, you know Omi's been helping babies from the bench for a while, and I'm going to continue to do that because it's my calling as a parent. There's something going on, and there's something terribly bad in the stew. Now, you have heard me talk about teachers being invited to go to other countries and to retire there. If they have a minimum of $2,000 retirement, they invite you to come in and put your funds in their bank, and they guarantee you, at least in Brazil, Belize, that your monies will be well taken care of in their sovereign bank. If they have been talking to me about this for 5 years, guess what? It's a done deal, parent. They've been working on this while we was asleep. Now, you're not asleep now. You might be sleepwalking, but I want you to get up. Because, see, right now this is a serious time. We want to bring Kwanzaa in with a serious note. But we don't want to be the last to know. There are meetings right now on Blog Talk talking about bringing lawyers together to tell you, to report to you what is happening. People are making speeches every day now. And some of you don't have a clue what's going on. When you go to the bank and get your notice that your money is not here and you've got to pay your house note, your car note, and look here, baby's child care is due, and you don't have it, don't go insane. Don't go insane, mothers. Keep it together. Keep it together. Because we've been through much more than this in the middle passage. We've been through so much that we've been conditioned. But this time now, we're God. Didn't I tell you that there would be a time that you would have to do greater things than Jesus did? Now, Moses went before the court system, and he created sanctions. He developed sanctions. We're going to have to be very intelligent and make the court system an offer that they can't refuse. Because we're talking about our children being taken out of our home and being sold on the open market for a price to keep cities up and running. Now, our cities everywhere are filing bankruptcies. Counties are filing bankruptcies. Everywhere you go, you find a large company filing bankruptcy, or you find the city and the county filing bankruptcy. There is relief in the bankruptcy, we know, and it should be used for relief. But it should not be used to steal people's pension and then go and run up under a name and think you're going to find sanctions. We have to understand, Peter, that Dr. Martin Luther King was a steadfast person because he believed in organizing. He did not believe in coming up on a situation uninformed. You must be informed readers. And I advocate reading in this room. I want you to be informed. I want you to read, and I want you to take some time to go to the Google and Google the Seventh Circuit District decision or the Seventh Circuit appeal and the San Bernardino bankruptcy. Now, I'm a paralegal, and most of you know that. I talk to you about going to see your lawyers. I am not a member of the bar. I cannot advise you there. But if you're in the midst of a foreclosure or bankruptcy, work with your lawyer. Follow their instructions because the courts are favoring the banks on these foreclosures. You must understand the bankruptcies are done in the bankruptcy court. That's separate. But you have to understand what it is you're doing and what you're fighting for. So you have to make yourself informed. You have to be an informed reader. And you certainly have to understand, in order for them to have a nation of parents that are educated, you must educate yourself on these tactics. I've been teaching. preaching throughout the 3 years I've been online. As an educator, I bring you topics that are needed and that are urgent. These are urgent topics. Now, if you're doing Kwanzaa all over, lighting your candles, shaking it down, I want you to stop and say, Omi has just touched upon the nerve. Let me reverse and go back and call these parents in here to talk about an urgent situation. Now, our children are going to grow up when they watch us stand up and be heroes and be heroic people and stand on the front line and go to the courthouses to inquire about what is the meaning of this. These bankers who pulled off this shenanigans are going to walk free and not have to have any chasing or chastisement. Someone ought to be furious now. Someone ought to say, okay, after December the 31st, what is going to happen to me and my household? Will I get a clear and free deed to my house? You've got banks going in here, putting up front companies up and rubber stamping your foreclosures, and they are selling the mortgages by the bundles, and they're making money from foreigners who are coming to get your house. The bottom line is about greed. They don't care that they're putting you on the outside, Pam. They've got foreigners to come and buy these properties and pay what it is they're asking. So what if you're under the bridge? So what if you're sweating it out in a prison because you have nowhere to go? We're talking about a desperate plan. We're talking about somebody now have got to go get those canned goods out the cabinet, and they've got to look at where are we going and what are we going to do? Bring your children home, Pam. Do not leave your children out there by themselves, roughing it for themselves. Start carpooling together, bringing your monies together, and living together. And don't tell me, because I grew up in a household with three different families, and I know it's workable. And you can pull your resources together because you're on hard times now. I don't have to tell you that if you're on hard times and you can't get no satisfaction for where your money went, you will be up in arms and you will be irate, and you do not need to be out there in the streets because they will have the trucks ready for you when you're ready to clown and ready to pull your weapon because somebody has done you wrong. I don't want to hear you do another somebody done me wrong love song. I want you to be equipped and prepared because we need to be educating you before this thing falls through. And it's about to go down December 31st. After that, it will be all she wrote. But I want to stop and call on the spirits right now because all we have is our ancestors' backs to stand on. The ancestors were the ones that brought it to my attention, and they spoke to me, and they said, Sherelle, deviate from that Kwanzaa show and go in there and call those parents into attention and tell them what is at stake right now. Our pensions are at stake, our hours are at stake, and our babies are at stake. What else does it take for you to stand up and say enough is enough? And we won't ask how long, because it won't be long, because we are going to win this time. Because in the end it says we win. Read the book of Revelation. It says we win. Now, we got letters coming to us telling us what we could do to prevent and circumvent the foreclosures. You better listen to them. Because when they go into superior court and the state court, they're not winning. Because the banks are on the court side, and the banks will be given favor. In the bankruptcy courts, that is where they're doing their business. Now, you must understand, as a pro se person, you need a little guidance. Because this thing is very tricky, and I mean tricky, to the point where you are going to have to understand why and what they're doing. They have a market. They have a market with foreigners coming here. They're selling this country off to foreigners. And if they got the money for it, guess what? It's for sale, even if it is your babies, even if it is your house. So now you got the skinny on the thing. Now you got a little information. Don't be no fool. Get full information. Get wisdom and understanding. Don't just take what I'm saying. And don't take what somebody else is telling you as secondhand knowledge. Go on the website and pull that document. I know it's long reading, But once you read it, you get an understanding for what's going on, and ask the Spirit to bring all things to your remembrance. Ask the Spirit to clarify what things are. Spirit, we're asking you to open up a door here for everyone that's on the edge of losing their home, to give them their property back. And for these people that wanted to make a show of us openly, where they disgrace families, let the disgrace fall on them today. And if they dug a hole for our families to fall in, if they go under the bridge and they have to struggle, let them fall and let their children's children fall in those same very holes. We ask you to hold us up today. We ask you to hold us up and lift us up. And ancestors, we're asking you to reunite yourself back to the circle again. We need to tap into your energies. We're calling you to be a part of the circle again. Eli, we're asking you to come home, because the family's houses are being extinct today. And the children, all the children are crying out to their mothers. I hear them in my spirit. The courtrooms are allowing these people that these children don't even know to leave the courtroom and find new homes in exchange for a little chump change. Now, Father, you've given us the whereabouts. You've resided within us. We ask that God within us to grow up and to collaborate with us as we go forward and find a solution for the end time. And these are not just hard times. We are not going through no more hard times no more. Our mind is over with. We left the middle passage, and we walked out of the hut, and we got to the promised land. This is our promised land. And if this is not our promised land, then we'll go over and cohabitate in Africa. I told you, it might come a time when we have to leave this country. I told you it might come a time when we have to make a decision if we're Americans or if we're Africans. And it will come a time when we have to take a stand, and therefore take a stand in lobbying, writing letters, making your voice heard. You have the right to lobby. You have the right to be an advocate. And that's my first job, is an advocate. I had to take my hat off today as a servant and become an advocate to you, to inform you. I would be less than an advocate if I didn't tell you what was on the forefront and what was about to happen. It's not that many days before December 31st. These laws are being made as we sit here and talk now. But it's very important as we raise up a nation of parents that the parents understand our school systems are failing. Obama has walked into a trap. The inauguration on January the 19th might not never happen. And I told Obama, that's why I said, Obama, give it back. Let them have the seat. If they've got somebody else planned to go into that seat and they don't want you there, before you disgrace them, give it back. Now, they're bringing Obama up on charges. And before he can get any inauguration or take that seat, he's got to stand before the court. See, this thing has gotten like the big bad wolf. When I don't like you, I bring you up on charges. But the Spirit don't like ugly. The Spirit don't like it when you do people in. You need to call on the Spirit today and tell the Spirit to make intercession for you, because the Spirit knows what to pray for when you don't know what to pray for. The Spirit will go after that person, and the Spirit will put that person on defense. Don't you let somebody put you on the defense. You become on the defense, and you put that person on the run. But you must understand the Spirit is watching over his people. And Mother Nature don't like what's going on. That's why she's taking revenge all over the land. We've got Mother Nature on our side, women. So all we need to do is call her into place. It would be a done deal. Overnight we could handle this little situation if we came together in prayer and put our minds together and call on the Spirit to intercede for us. But some of you ain't going to want to call on the Spirit. Some of you ain't going to want to be a part of African spirituality. But what else do you have when you got a lukewarm religion that somebody gave you that's devoid of power? You're going to have to call on your ancestors, because they have a vested interest in you, and they're concerned about your whereabouts and outcome. Now, the court system was created, and it seems like whatever form it was developed on, it needs to be dismantled and reworked. Because any time you have a court system that will not defend the people against perpetrators, then you don't have just the side.